Walsh County, do you give the invitation?
Certainly. Please bow your hands with me. Heavenly Father, we pray for you, the many blessings you have bestowed on this community, and we pray tonight for your guidance, that our decisions will always be for the greater good of our community.
Please join me in prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Number one on the agenda, approval of the agenda. I look for motion.
Second.
Second, no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Waltersite?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Forrest?
Yes.
Yes.
Number two, City of Carlsbad Financials, August 2022, Ms. Osigo.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. Thank you for being here this evening. I'm sure you've had an opportunity to review the financials that are provided in your agenda packet. Therefore, I will only provide you a brief summary of the city's cash position as of August 2022, the second account period of fiscal year 23. The city had a beginning fiscal year cash balance of $104.4 million and an ending cash balance of $108.4 million. The city's revenues of $21.6 million are $2.5 million favorable to the $19.1 million budget and 2% above target. The city's labor costs of $9 million are $1.4 million favorable to the $10.4 million budget and 2% below target. The city's operating costs of $7 million are $745,000 unfavorable to the $6.2 million budget and 2% above target. The city's capital costs of $1.7 million are $7.3 million favorable to the $9 million budget and 14% below target. Overall, from the previous fiscal year, there has been an increase of $4 million in the cash balance. This will conclude my summary, unless there are any questions.
Question, comment from Ms. Osigo? Thank you, Ms. Osigo. That will move us to number three, routine and regular business. All matters in this heading are considered routine by the City Council and will be acted upon in one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items. If discussion is desired on a particular item, upon request, that item may be removed from the routine and regular business and be considered separate. Any questions or comments?
Mayor, I move for approval.
You have a motion to approve?
Second.
Second, no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Waltersite?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores? Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Forrest?
Yes.
Mr. Meyer?
Yes.
All items under routine and regular business have passed. Number four, consider approval of request for water service outside city limits for property located at 2002 Mission Avenue, applicant Daniel Arrington. Mr. Cass?
Good evening, Mayor, members of the council. Before you tonight is a request for water service outside of the city limits. Mr. Daniel Arrington, if you'll remember, has come before you in November of 2021 with this request. In that request, there was a requirement of extending the main line. Mr. Arrington has since amended his request to place a meter in the city's right-of-way at the termination of a water line. This matter was heard before the Board of Water and Sewer Commissioners on its September 23rd meeting and was recommended for approval. I stand for any questions.
Questions or comments from the council? Thank you, Mr. Cass.
Just real quick, Casey, the city oversees the installation of the meter and making sure everything's good in that point, right?
Just like any other meter or water service, you're required to come, depending on the size of your meter, and pay a deposit for the installation of that. Past that, the meter cost, everything else will be on Mr. Harrington, installation of his service line from there to his property and all obstacles in its path.
But really, you'd like Mr. Harrington to extend one of theirs, that's the.
We would, that was our, that's per our ordinance and the original agreement with Mr. Harrington to provide this. He's not here to answer questions, so I don't know what to say other than he amended his request and had to go back through the process. There's, I guess amending is maybe not the word, but he had to put in a new formal request with the stipulations on. In addition, he pays a water rights acquisition as well.
Thank you.
Further questions?
Thank you, Mr. Cash.
Thank you.
Motion to approve. Motion to approve.
Second.
Second, no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Walshite.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
No.
Mr. Forrest.
Yes.
Ms. Niemeyer.
Yes.
Number five, consider approval of resolution 2022-49, a resolution authorizing the city of Carlsbad participation in transportation project fund program administered by New Mexico Department of Transportation for design of dark handing bridge. Mr. Cash.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. Before you is a request to accept $3 million in grant money to design the Dark Canyon Bridge. The bridge is located along Radio Boulevard and the intersection of Boyd Drive to provide a secondary route during flooding. This is a great project, and because of the parameters of the grant, there's only $150,000 match required. And the fact that we got it through the LGRF program through our CERCTO application project. So this is the acceptance of a required resolution to get that money to begin the design on the bridge.
Questions or comments from Mr. Cash?
Casey, what's the timeline? You get the design, and how long is it going to be before we actually start seeing some construction?
Well, I can't answer your question on when we'll see construction because the price tag on that bridge is north of $20 million. We also received a raise grant, which usually when they will help design something, they're going to help build it. And that's our hope here tonight. This grant terminates on June 30th of 2025. So, and that's a tall order for the structural design of this bridge. So we're very fortunate to have a firm on board to design.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Mr. Cassidy, will they be able to get it done for $3 million that day?
The design?
Yes.
Yes, but
well,
we also.
That's just for the design.
This is okay. Just the design.
Oh, sorry, I don't know.
Yeah, we also have an additional $1.1 million in a raise grant that will be coming before you as soon as we can jump through all the technical hoops to get that money. We've been awarded.
Further questions for Mr. Cash? Thank you, Mr. Cash. No further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Walshite.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Forrest.
Yes.
Ms. Niemeyer.
Yes.
Number six, consider approval of resolution 2022-50, a resolution requiring the removal of ruined, damaged, or dilapidated building or structure, ruins, junk, trash, and debris at 801 Presidio on the Lucia, all this care of Diana Campos. Ms. Williams.
Thank you, Mayor. This is the
captain
of the city council. The property commonly known as 801 Presidio, which is, it actually doesn't have its own address, but it is just east of 803 Presidio. So for ease of purposes of deciding where it's located, we're calling it 801 Presidio. It's located in the residential neighborhood near the intersection of Presidio and Oklahoma Street. And on this particular lot, and the next item is right next to it, so it's kind of, you're gonna
going to hear a lot of the same information, but this one appears to have an abandoned and dilapidated structure. We assume is a shed on the property, plus a large amount of junk, trash, debris, weeds, non-running vehicles, and scrap metal. The assessor's office lists Lucia Aldas as owner having an interest in this property with an address care of Diana Campos at 117 Taylor Circle, Carlsbad, Mexico. It is believed that Ms. Aldas is deceased and that Diana Campos is the granddaughter. The dilapidated shed appears to be occupied. There is a large amount of junk, trash, debris, bicycles, non-running vehicles, and scrap metal on the property. What appears to be human waste has been located in the alley. The water department confirmed there is no water at the property. Code enforcement has been to this property, which is an ongoing problem. Notice of violation was sent to the owner on January 28, 2022. Plus, a verbal warning was given on March 30th, 2022. And code enforcement actually spoke to Diana Campos. This property has been inspected by code enforcement and the fire marshal. And the junk, debris, trash, non-running vehicles, scrap metal, weeds, and human feces remain on the property. The fire marshal has found that the property presents an extreme fire hazard for responding firefighters and emergency personnel. Our resolution has been prepared for your consideration, which if approved would require the property owner to remove the ruined or dilapidated structure, rubbish, wreckage, debris, and weeds from the property within 30 days of service of the resolution. On September 21st, 2022, a certified letter was sent by my office to the owner here of Diana Campos at the address of record with the county, which invited them to attend this meeting to speak with council about the property, and we've had no contact from them in my office. I have provided you, in addition to the original pictures, with two updated photographs of the property that were taken yesterday. Actually, today. So, are there any questions?
Questions or comments? Ms. Boyette? Thank you, Ms. Boyette. I move for approval. We have a motion to approve. Second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Forrest?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Forrest?
Yes.
Ms. Niemeyer?
Yes.
Number seven, consider approval of resolution 2022-51, a resolution requiring the removal of the ruined, damaged, or dilapidated building or structure, ruins, junk, trash, and debris at 803 for City of Orange, Amigo, and the office care of Diana Campos and Board.
Located at 803 Presidio, which is also in the residential neighborhood near the intersection of Presidio and Oklahoma Street, which this property contains a dilapidated structure which appears to be a house and a large amount of junk, trash, and weeds, non-running vehicles, and scrap metal. The assessor's office lists Camilo and Matea Aldas as owning or having an interest in this property with an address also care of Diana Campos at 117 Taylor Circle in Carlsbad. The dilapidated house appears to be occupied, and as you can see, there's a large amount of trash, debris, bicycles, non-running vehicles, and scrap metal on this property also, and also the human waste of the to be dumped in the alley. The water department must confirm that there is no water at this property either. Code enforcement has been to the property, which is a problem property. Verbal warning was provided by code enforcement on March the 30th. They spoke to this Diana Campos. The property has been inspected and remains out of compliance with applicable codes. The damaged, ruined, or dilapidated structure, junk, trash, debris, non-running vehicles, scrap metal, weeds, and human feces remain on the property. The fire marshal has found that this property is an extreme fire hazard for responding firefighters and emergency personnel. A resolution has been prepared for your review. Adopted would require the owner to remove all wood or dilapidated structures, rubbish, wreckage, debris, and weeds from the property within 30 days of service of the residence. the letter invited them to attend the meeting and speak with council about this property. Also provided you with updated photographs too of this property.
Question for Ms. Boyer? Ms. Boyer?
Ms. Boyer, is there something that?
It appears to be.
One picture appeared to have clothes hanging on the fence, like a clothesline.
Right.
Ms. Boyer, how do you proceed when there's somebody living there and you're condemning the whole property, right? Everything there is being condemned.
It's sometimes not an easy process.
Yeah.
Sometimes the occupants are there lawfully and sometimes they're not.
Right.
So we try to sometimes get law enforcement involved if we have to issue trespass warnings to cause the trespassers to vacate the premises. If the occupants claim to have, for example, a valid lease or rental agreement or something like that, then we direct them to owners and tell them they need to contact the owners about where their rights as tenants are in regard to a non-habitable dwelling that they may be getting rent on. There are landlord tenant laws that would govern, rights between tenants and landlords that they could seek the assistance of, for example, the magistrate if they actually were lawfully renting the premises or paying something to live there. So.
For the elections, for the podium.
Second.
Second. Further discussion, call for vote.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Forrest.
Yes.
Ms. Niemeyer.
Yes.
Number eight, council committee report. Does any council have any updates for that spring?
Mayor, I recently just got back from Washington, D.C. I was at the Region Community Alliance executive board meeting and also at the National Cleanup Workshop. Prior to that, we had a couple days where we met with Senator Heinrich and Senator Leon, and we talked about the whole tech project. Probably the last five times we met hasn't been very positive. This time was very positive on the outcome of the whole tech project. So we're making good progress. Now it's been a lot of work on the council and everybody on the committees to make that happen. We're finally making good progress in Washington.
What changed? With Heinrich?
Well, there's a lot of issues, but I guess they understand that there's not a physical way to stop it in a certain way. I mean, they know it's going to happen and that we're more than likely going to get our license received. So instead of trying to stop it, they're willing to help us.
And special thanks to Jack Valpano, Jason Kirby, John Warner.
We met with Yvette Harrell as well. She's helping us with her EPA set locally to do with the oil field. It's basically not the oil field because we're all doing a couple compliance. But there's several other factors that are causing some of our high emissions, and she's going to help us solve that problem as well. And then we met with Representative Fernandez from Moore. She actually met with us and was very positive. Basically told her to report to us as revenue. She basically says, yeah, I understand. I've heard that. And then, of course, we had the National Cleanup Workshop. I was on a workforce panel. I wanted to read some key points that I came away with that. This is in the duty complex nationally, not just nationally, but it's also in Colorado as well. About 25% of the current EM workforce is eligible to retire right now. Approximately one-third of the workforce is eligible to retire in the next 3 years. And almost half the workforce will be eligible to retire within the next 5 years. And only 15 employees are under the age of 30 in the EM workforce complex for every 1,200 employees. And this is through the DOE complex, all of facilities within the United States. So this is a national matter. So we're trying to get the younger population, like mine and Jesse's, to go out there and work that way. No asking anybody's age to get out there and work because they can't find anybody to work at these complexes. And we're learning a lot of knowledge that are retiring, and it's going to be hard to replace that knowledge. So we're trying to get them in early to pass it on to future generations so we can keep the mission going.
Very good report. Anyone else?
Mayor, I believe the Southeast New Mexico College Board of Directors met today to interview the president. So hopefully that proves to be productive and very to address these types of issues.
Nobody else in general might be offering it.
Yeah, it's one of those old DOE employees.
Yeah, you're doing your part.
Just so I can get it in. Is there anyone in the audience that would like to address the council? If not, I will move to number 9, and I'd ask the council to release it and I'll close it.
May I make a motion to adjourn?
A second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.